It is a beautiful day on Rose Plaza and Vintage, and we couldn't ask for anything more. It's just to kick off 2022, the opening day. This weather, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Ray Johnson is with me, VAA Director, Vintage Director, and Susan Dusenberry, who is the President of the Vintage Aircraft Association. Thank you for joining us today. And
thank you for having us.
I guess appropriately, we should probably pay tribute for just a moment to Tom Pobrezny, who passed away this morning at 4 a.m. And may he rest in peace. So let's talk about vintage. What's happening down here this year? It looks completely full, and it's Monday.
It is. We have broken records for attendance in airplanes. We don't do a people count, but we do an airplane count every night. And we had over 850 airplanes last night, which was a record for that day. Now, last year we had 1,406 airplanes, but that was total at the end of the week. So we very well could break that record, which is surprising considering what's going on around the nation.
Right. So that's in vintage only, though, right?
That's correct. That's vintage only in the vintage area. Our flight line is over a mile long. Soon to be expanded, not lengthwise, but widthwise. Once they move the ultralight field to the west, we will inherit that land, and we will have spaces for more parking since we typically fill up during the week. About Tuesday is our big day, Monday and Tuesday, and we will fill the area up. But next year, really, realistically, is when we'll have that. We should be able to accommodate everybody.
That's awesome. Well, and let's just talk about reality down here for today. There has been a lot of changes here in the last 5 years. Even through COVID, you have accomplished amazing things in vintage. Just take a minute and tell us a little bit about the stuff that has happened down here in the last couple of years.
Oh, boy. Let me see where I can start. I'll just look at the buildings and go right to left. How about that?
Sure.
Looking at the Red Barn. We structurally improved that. We had some weakness in our walls. We had drainage problems on the roof, so we have a new roof on the Red Barn. We repitched the Red Barn. We restored our Red Barn store with all new electrical in the Red Barn store, all new paint, new fans, air conditioning in the rear areas in the dressing room. That pretty much, I think, takes care of that. For the vintage hangar, we put fans in the vintage hangar for everybody's convenience. We painted the rafters and all the walls white just to make it, you know, lighter and brighter, give everybody so they can see a little bit better. And just a few months ago, we bought some new chairs. We bought 200 new chairs for both the people who run the type clubs and also for forums and for our visitors. They have arms. We know everybody's tired, and they need a place to take a break. So we added the chairs with arms to give everybody a rest. And then behind, for the whole area, which we call Vintage Village, we landscaped it. We've had a professional landscaper in, so we've landscaped, we've painted, we've built, we've repaired. And you're going back to Charlie's Park. We installed Charlie's Park, which was not there, and we have picnic tables. This morning, we dedicated a gazebo. We have a statue that was donated to us by the Charles W. Harris Foundation from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Charlie was one of our former directors as well as the secretary of the Vintage Aircraft Association, and his estate donated that beautiful statue of a World War II pilot. So we built a building, had it landscaped, dedicated that this morning to all military pilots, but World War II pilots in particular. And we plan to have more picnic tables built and expand more to the west in the gazebo area.
And Susan, you don't want to forget the bookstore. Our beautiful bookstore back here is really become a very interesting place to attend.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That building that's now the bookstore, which we've improved, was at one time, it was the old airmail building when they had a program here, 20 years ago, and the building was across Whitman Road over here to the east of where we're standing now. And it's just kind of this derelict building with the door locked that nobody ever went in, nobody ever used. And so we adopted that building. It turns out they said it was yours anyway. I guess our guys built it, So we adopted that building and moved it over here. And we added a porch, new roofing, air conditioning, bookshelves, siding, insulation, on and on and on in there. And we sell aviation books. We'll sell any books, but mainly the aviation books, because guess what? This is an aviation event.
Right, right. Yeah. There's just a couple airplanes around
here.
Yeah,
yeah. And so people, what I found years ago was there were a lot of people who had books that they didn't know where to put them, aviation books. A lot of out-of-print books that collectors like myself really loved but couldn't find. Or there was maybe an estate of someone, and the family did not know what to do with all the aviation books because no one in the family was interested. So to keep those books from going into the landfill, really, that's happened. We started this bookstore, so we take these out-of-print books, for the most part, a few of them are still in print, but out-of-print books, they're donated. It's a win-win for both people. You can use it as a tax deduction since the Vintage Aircraft Association is a 501c3. Then we take the donated books and we sell them at a very reasonable price to collectors such as myself. You know, my house is jam-packed full of books, and a lot of them came from the bookstore.
So for the radio listeners, the bookstore is behind the bleachers here at Rose Plaza, next to the Vintage Hangar as we move south. And then next to the bookstore, there's an airplane and a ton of people over there. What's going on there?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Right now, it's going on right now. And here in the Vintage Aircraft Association, we teach people how to properly prop an airplane. And you know, Jeff, every year you hear of an incident, propping incident. And there's no better place than right here to learn how to properly prop an airplane. And very popular demonstration that goes on all day. And you can see that it's well attended.
Yes, it is. A lot of people here. Well, and there's just a lot of people here in general. And we encourage people to come down and check out the Vintage area. You know, the grounds are so vast, right? We start at the north with Warbirds and the North 40, and then work our way down past Home Builds to Vintage. And then you're right here in a prime spot for the air show. So people could come down, go through Vintage, go to the air show, you know.
Okay. We have a Red Barn store. And it's we couldn't be happier. We couldn't be more proud of Mary Knutson, our chairman of the Red Barn store, with the quality of the goods that she sells in there, particularly vintage clothing with a vintage logo. It's all quality stuff. And Mary has wonderful taste in whatever she buys. And I don't see how anyone can go in there and not be in awe at what Mary has done with that store and come out with a bag of two in their hands.
And you know what the beauty of this is? Everything, all the proceeds from the Red Barn store and the bookstore, all proceeds benefit the Vintage Aircraft Association, and that's how we do all this. And
they go back not into our general fund, but actually they go back into a restricted fund, and it's restricted to what we do here at Vintage. So we take whatever monies we make on these week-long businesses or the donations that we get, like from our Friends of the Red Barn program, we turn that right back around and put it back into this area and back into the programs and back into anything we can to support our members.
We have a couple minutes left to talk about the programs. Why don't you review those really quickly?
Well, every day, right here where we're standing, we have a program called Vintage in Review. And every day we have engine runs. We run the 1915 OX5, and we have a 1915 rotary gnome engine that we actually run every day. You know, a rotary engine, the crankshaft stays still and all those pistons flying out there, it's quite interesting. And we have three beautiful airplanes that we bring up every day, and we talk to the pilots about their airplanes. And you know, sometimes the pilot's more interesting than the airplane, but we got a lineup here, and we do that every day. We go all the way to the end, and we're looking for stories, and we're looking for airplanes that are unique, and I think we found them.
I think you have. Every year, you reliably have some great things, and it's exciting. We have 45 more minutes to talk about vintage airplanes and talk to some of those people that you were talking about.
And let's not say credit And kudos to everyone who comes out here who restores these beautiful airplanes. They spend years and years restoring them, and then they fly them in here at a great personal cost to themselves, and we're very appreciative for that, to share their treasure with other people.
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, the thing about vintage that may be different from most of the other venues here is that these airplanes are just taking care of we're just the caretakers of these airplanes.
Right.
So we could 20 years ago have spoken to a pilot and a restorer of an airplane, and 20 years later today, we could have the same airplane with another restorer and pilot, which makes it so interesting.
That's so true.
All right, we're on the fly at Vintage, and we've been talking to Susan Dusenberry, the president of the Vintage Aircraft Association, and Ray Johnson, who I want to thank for putting this whole program together every year for us, getting those interesting people we're going to talk to today. Thank you, Ray, for what you do.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. J-Mont G, you bet. J-Mont G, on the fly. If you haven't been to Vintage, come on down, check it out. It's a great weather day, a lot to do. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.